So I'm very new here at Foley.
And then you were gone for a number of months in Iraq?
Yeah, I was called up in June of 05, reported to Fort Bliss, Texas, for mobilization training. I was there for 4 months prior to mobilizing to go to Iraq. And I was attached to the a combat logistics team out of California, and trained for 4 months living out of a bag in a 24-man barracks down in West Texas, and then off to Iraq for a year. From September of I was stationed in at LSA Anaconda, which is a logistics supply area, Anaconda, which is about an hour and 10 minutes north of Baghdad.
Anaconda.
It's a major forward operating base.
Oh, okay.
That it's a big logistical hub for the Army and Air Force in north central Iraq.
And you were with the JAG?
Yeah, I was a trial counsel for my unit. That's the officer that's in charge with any military justice matters. And then once I got to Iraq, I got moved up to be the senior trial counsel for a bigger command element of about 20,000 soldiers.
So
I was still attached to them, but I served as the senior trial counsel for the 3rd Corps Support Group, which was our higher command.
So, for example, what kind of cases were you working on?
Well, it really depended. I mean, it really depended on, during the 12 months I was there, I was the person who would be tasked with, if we have a criminal charges brought against soldiers, everything ranging from, charges raising from assault, pornography, armed robbery of some local Shia men. That probably got the most visibility while I was there in terms of prosecuting four soldiers who were part of a... they set up some traffic control points and were robbing some Shia men in the southern Iraq. Like I was the lead prosecutor for, four or five... I was the prosecutor... the lead for one case involving an assault, pure military crime, an assault, fraternization, adultery, that was all in that case, and then armed robbery. And then there were a bunch of charges that, where the cases weren't tried there in Iraq. There were five of them that were, that I actually prosecuted. Then some of the other charges, pornography and other, were always referred back to the United States for prosecution. Because all the evidence you could just send over there. But for witness availability and stuff, it was better to try the cases in Iraq. But my job would be to advise commanders. In our command structure, my primary responsibility was with my unit. But when I became the senior trial counsel, I acted with a lot of different company elements, battalion commanders and company commanders on issues regarding searches and seizures, big issue. The time I was there was if you're doing combat logistics, you don't want to make sure that nobody has a controlled substance, so they're routinely doing inspections and stuff like that. And just that was sort of my job, doing after-action reports on some incidents that had a military justice element. So that's obviously some of the stuff is classified as operational,
sure.
But as a general, that as a trial counsel, all the prosecutions were public record, but some other things are. That was the general description of what I did.
Were there a lot of operations in that area?
Yeah, I mean, our mission, the unit I was attached to, and the higher command, they were combat service support. So they're on the roads. Our units were on the roads every day delivering commodities in a Sunni region. So you go out of Baghdad north. There's Anbar, obviously, to the west, and there's Salah ad-Din province, and there's Diyala. And we were, I was in that Salah ad-Din province, which is directly north of Baghdad. Those are Sunni regions. But we provided commodities, everything from ammo to water to you name it, from some of the Sunni regions all the way down to almost Kuwait. We didn't do anything in the Kurdish areas. But as a result, my unit was a, you know, command and control element for a whole bunch of battalions and companies that were delivering commodities all over Iraq.
Did many of your trucks get hit by roadside bombs?
Well, our subordinate units, yeah, there were a lot of, they're called incident reports, whether it's IEDs, which are improvised explosive devices, you know, small arms fire, complex attacks, you know, with rocket-propelled grenades. There was a lot of activity in our area because, you'd be surprised that the areas in Iraq where our units were stationed were obviously in a fairly hostile area. So there were a lot of incidents. I mean, but all that stuff is classified. It would just pop up on your computer. This happened. That happened. This happened. So, I mean, it was definitely an interesting experience.